Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. We've got so much going on. In case you missed this one, yep, the Eddie is a go for Sunday. Yeah, I was thinking of Holly Eva, Waimea Bay. Oh, it's going to be breaking like unreal size. And parking along Kamehameha Highway will be restricted for the Eddie Aikau Big Wave Invitational. Yep, no parking either side of Kamehameha from Iliohu Place to Mission of Saints Peter and Paul Church. And that'll start tonight at 10 o'clock. And if you're parked there, they're going to either tow you, ticket you, or both. So just don't park there. Catch the bus. Get an early bus so you get a good spot. We've got some tee times for you this morning. I know you want to go out and play a round of golf. What's the weather going to be like? Well, first of all, sunny, high near 85. Winds out of the north, 5 to 15, becoming east-southeasterly this afternoon. And tonight, clear, low around 70. Northeasterly sticking with us, about 5 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, if you're going to play tomorrow, Sunday, high near 85. And again, those north-northeasterlies, 5 to 13 miles per hour. So what if you want to play a round of golf right now? Okay, there's an 848 Makalei, 906, 1008, and the Sparky group is going out. The electricians are on the course. Poipu, 840, 1020, 1130, 1240. And the Giggle Group, yes, Giggle Golf is out today. I need to join that group. Kauai Lagoons, 1010 and an 1130. There's also a Turtle Bay, an 840, 948, 1020. No dice. They're playing today. And Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 830, 930, 1030. Women mean business. That's right. They're playing today, too. Eva Beach Golf Course, 850, 902, 1016. And then on the Bayview course, there's an 852 and a 1006 and 11 o'clock. We've got on the Gold Course an 840, a 9 o'clock, and a 930 at Wailea. The Snowbirds are on the course. And Emerald has a 950, a 1040, or an 1130 if you'd like to get out and play. Blue Course, 950, 1020, and 1120. And at Maui Nui, there's a 952 and a 1024 and a 1050. The Tanata group is getting out. Yes, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time when you're out playing a round of golf. And if not, don't worry about it. It'll come to you. We're going to have a great show for you. We've got Max Novina checking in first. Of course, the Century is coming up. Boy, right around the corner. Mark Rolfing is joining us, and Michael Patrick Shields and Steve Greiner. Got a big course, a big show for you on a huge course, and the Grant Thornton Invitational is underway. Interesting conversations were heard on Golf Central. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club. Be there.
The Century kicks off the PGA's 2025 season. Kapalua, January 2nd through the 5th. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one stretching just like the pros. Ward Village, Kahala, Kailua, and Waikele. The Aloha Section, PGA. Teach your keiki to play golf. The gift that lasts forever. The Sony Open in Hawaii at Waialae, January 8th through the 12th. Listen Saturdays at 7 a.m. on 101.1.
Thank you very much. Let's bring him in now. Max Novina, PGA Tournament Director, The Century 2025, Kapalua on Maui. Welcome into the clubhouse, Max.
Danielle, aloha.
It's going to be
with you.
It's good to have you here. Yeah. have you got it all put together already?
Yeah. You know, I was just going to say, I know we're here to talk about golf and the PGA Tour and The Century. But I was super stoked to hear you talk about the Eddie, and it's on tomorrow.
Yes.
As you know, before coming back to the PGA Tour, I worked for the World Surf League. So my two passions are golf and surf. I have a 10-year-old Grom who loves to get in the water, and he can't wait to watch the Eddie tomorrow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Would you folks be flying over?
I am seriously considering it. Woo! That said, we're a week away from the kickoff of the 2025 PGA Tour season and the century.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to be a bit busy tomorrow.
You're no kidding. I mean, how did you get into golf?
Oh, man. I grew up in Scarsdale, New York, Westchester County, and I caddied at Scarsdale Country Club. That's how I got into the game. On Mondays, caddies were allowed to get out and play, and it was just a great way to be outside, get a lot of exercise. I used to double bag, double loop, 6 days a week. And, you know, my family, we weren't wealthy enough to join a private golf club. So the next best thing was sneaking out on Mondays and taking advantage of my caddy benefits.
Wow, that is fantastic. But you also got into the industry, a sales and marketing director, 2005-06 as well, with U.S. Women's Open at Cherry Hills Country Club, Newport Country Club, respectively.
Yeah, my start in the business of golf was with the USGA and selling and marketing U.S. Women's Opens, U.S. Senior Opens, and that's what brought me to the PGA Tour in 2012.
Wow. We have a fabulous field. There are 59 players. 60 were actually qualified to play in the century. And how is that figured out, in addition to the top winners, the winners of all the tours?
Yeah, and so the 60 qualified and 59 playing was for this past January in 2024. For a week from now, for 2025, we actually have 64 players qualified. So this is easily going to be the biggest field we've ever had at the Century. 30 made it in through the top 50 FedEx Cup point standings, and then we also had 34 unique winners. And, you know, certainly one of the best stories of this past PGA Tour season was Scottie Scheffler winning 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the gold medal.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the Hero Challenge, which is doesn't count to his official win list, but just a remarkable season. And can't wait to have Scottie and a bunch of other top guys here at the Plantation Course.
Okay. You know, I've got to ask, because when people go to watch, they also, can they bring food, or is there a place to buy food? How does that work on the course?
This is an area where we've really invested. And so we're going to have several different food purveyors on the golf course, including the Plantation House restaurant. Anybody who's been to the Plantation course and has been through the clubhouse, Plantation House just has a beautiful setting overlooking the first tee and beyond. They're going to be providing concessions on the golf course. We've also brought in Huamamona Farms, a guy named Chef Zach, who was just on Next Level Chef. He was one of the finalists. He's going to be providing food. And then we have two local food trucks, including Aloha Braised and Baya, all providing just amazing food for our fans while they're on the golf course.
Excellent. So no need to pack a lunch.
No need to pack a lunch. You know, fans should also know that we're going to have hydration stations all over the golf course. You know, I think when you think of, you know, families and people coming out, it can all add up. And so to provide that comfort and the opportunity for folks to bring their own hydration vessel, you know, Hydro Flask, Yeti, Corksicle, and to be able to refill their water bottles with complimentary water. That's a nice little benefit.
Yes, instead of having to pay like $5 for a little tiny bottle.
Yeah. Well, and I was recently back in Los Angeles for a football game at SoFi Stadium, and I paid $192 to park.
No.
And I wish the bottled water was $5. More like $16.
Whoa. Hold the phone. I'd be sneaking it in a pocket. You know, get big gigantic pants. Yeah, fill those pockets. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea that it was that expensive to go to a game. I'm so glad it's not like that. What's the price to get in to watch the Century?
Yeah, so for the Century, we have an amazing Kama'aina ticket, thanks to Mauna Loa. On Thursday and Friday, tickets are $50. On Saturday and Sunday, tickets are $75. And then every ticketed adult can bring up to two kids ages 15 and under in for free. So we hope that represents a tremendous value for folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, that's the price of water. Going to a football game where SoFi Stadium. My goodness. Now, what I really like is this is a no-cut event. You're in it all four rounds.
That's right. So you alluded to our field earlier in the qualification, and it truly is one of the best fields in the game of golf. Coupled with the fact that there's no cut, so all of the guys are playing all 4 days. On Thursday and Friday, we're going to go off the first tee starting at approximately 7:30, 7:35 a.m. We're still, working out the details of that, and we'll be done at 5 p.m. So golf all day long. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll do a split tee start, start time, and we'll finish at 3 p.m. local. And that just sets up perfectly for TV back on the mainland, you know, in California, back on the East Coast, and really showcasing not only the best PGA Tour players in the world, but also the island of Maui. Anybody who lives here knows that it's been a challenging year, and there's been an impact to tourism more than a year removed from the wildfires. Yeah. So we hope that the best PGA Tour players in the world can not only entertain on the golf course, but also, bring fans around the world together at home on the couch, watching on TV, and also seeing just, the beauty of Maui and the vibrant Aloha spirit, and that they'll think of us and, come visit us in the future.
How much did you raise last year for charity?
Yeah, it was a record for charity for the Century. Tournament donated more than $735,000, but more importantly, Century Insurance, our title sponsor, who's one of the best and most committed, if not the most committed, on tour, has given more than $2 million since the wildfires.
Wow.
That, coupled with our players, our fans, our volunteers, when you look in totality, there's no number that I could quote. And it also goes beyond just financial resources. It's also, investing time to show up in the community, to volunteer, and also specifically for the players, to use their platform to bring continued awareness to everything that's so important going on here on Maui.
Yeah, well, the Century has generated, I believe, more than $9 million for island charities since moving to Maui in 1999. I remember that first one. It was fantastic. The beneficiaries, I'm not sure if they're the same this year, Boy Scouts of America, Aloha Council, Hale Makua Health Services, J. Walter Cameron Center, Kalima o Maui, Lahaina Lua High School Foundation, and the Lahaina Junior Golf. Anyone else added?
That's right. In addition, we give to probably at least another 20 to 25 causes, whether it be Aloha Pu Kukui Watershed, the Maui United Way, the Maui Food Bank, and so on. And, for us, as you've listed some of those organizations, what we're so proud of is the range of needs and causes. It's not like we just give to junior golf because we're a professional golf organization. Hale Makua is about elderly care. Kalima o Maui is anchored around, you know, those with special needs. Our Century Malama Keiki Mental Health Initiative with the Maui United Way is focusing on kids and mental health challenges that they're facing on the other side of the fires. So it truly, you know, Pukekohe is all about conservation and sustainability. It's a range of needs and causes that we know are important to the island and are important to the PGA Tour, and we're proud to spread our giving across those range of needs.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful how terrific Century Insurance has been for the tournament and for the island. Have you noticed an influx of tourists?
Oh, absolutely. I was at the airport yesterday, and it was, let's just put it this way, it was the most busy I've seen it in quite some time. And certainly here on Kapalua Resort in the west side, you can feel people arriving on the islands and, you know, ready to, you know, share festive and the holidays and New Year's. And, you know, also hopefully come out to the Century and be a part of it.
Awesome. Now, how do you get into the Cook Pine Club? It looks like a really nice place to be.
Yeah, the Cook Pine Club is our VVIP hospitality. It has everything from valet parking on site. We do a special arrival and entry experience. We have three viewing locations, one on the first tee, the 11th hole, and the 18th green. We have Chef Taylor Ponte, two-time Maui Chef of the Year, doing elevated food and beverage. And we still have a handful of tickets. Sunday is now officially sold out. Okay. Thursday, interestingly, is not far behind, but we still have availability on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And you can go to thecentury.com, not just for the Cook Pine, but to learn about anything related to the Century, and we'll be able to take care of you there.
Okay. Now, there's also the Pro-Am, there's a Pro-Am, but there's also an Am-Am. What's the Am-Am and draw party?
You know, For us, and what we found, you know, with the people who want to share the Century with us and want to be a part of the Pro-Am, that it has to be about more than just golf. And so we'd like to think that we have one of the best, if not the best, Pro-Ams on the PGA Tour. And that's because we have the core ingredients. We have one of the best fields in the game. We have an amazing venue in the Plantation Course. So, you know, from there, it's pretty tough to screw it up, but what we really do is we focus on all of the other experiences. Uh-huh. So the day before, we play the bay course for the AMM.
Okay.
We have a unique draw selection process where we actually do a closest to the pin competition to determine the selection order for which professional you're going to play for.
Okay.
So a lot of events use technology to do their draw. For us, it's all merit-based, performance-based, and that's how you determine who's going to pick Xander Schauffele or Scotty Scheffler. And then we also buy out three different restaurants to really you know, ensure that the island experience is off the charts. Taverna on Tuesday for breakfast and lunch, and then we buy out Ulu Kitchen for the draw party. Mark Rolfing, who I know is going to join you shortly, MCs the draw party for us. And then we wrap the Pro-Am with the awards party at Merriman's Kapalua, which is one of, if not the best restaurant on the west side, which is amazing food and amazing views.
That sounds wonderful. All the food and beverageum that's available. You also have the Century Cheeseheads in Paradise party. What if we're not a cheesehead?
Yeah, you know, you've met our friends and partners from Century Insurance who hail from Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And the Cheeseheads in Paradise party is really the blending of cultures. And so on Thursday night at the Westin, they host a a massive party, and they serve cheese curds and brats and burgers and fries, and they bring over beer from Wisconsin, and they blend it with you know, all of the things that are so near and dear to our hearts here on Maui. So that is a really fun experience. They also bring in great music and entertainment.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm just it's really great to see. So I wanted to ask you, do you have any Pro-Am spots open still?
So we literally have one group left, and a Pro-Am group basically is comprised of four amateur players.
Okay.
And then we do a 9-9 format. So you get to play with two different professionals, one for the front nine, another for the back nine.
Oh, cool. Okay. So you have one. Now, tell us why it's a good idea to be in a Pro-Am. What things does a person walk away with afterwards? Not necessarily things, but what happens inside?
Yeah, well, you certainly walk away with things. There's, you know, a bunch of gifts and, you know, really high-end, nice premium gifts. I think this year we're doing a set of headless Boki wedges, Olokai sandals, and so on. But yes. But beyond the stuff, it's really about the memories. And if you think of professional sports, there's no other opportunity where you're literally allowed on the court, on the field, in our case, inside of the ropes, playing with the actual pros, and, you know, having that experience with, you know, friends, family, colleagues, clients, prospects.
Yeah. Well, what I love about golf is the friendships you make when you are put into a group that you don't know. You don't know the person necessarily, you know, that you're playing with. And but afterwards, after nine holes, after 18 holes, you know the person pretty well. And it's a nice way to, you know, expand your friendships, but also it has good business ties.
Agreed. I mean, you and I got to know each other on the golf course.
Yes.
We probably had conducted one or two interviews like this, and then we had the opportunity to play Century World in Stevens Point, Wisconsin together. And Pete McFartland, the chairman of the board and CEO, joined us. And, you know, I think that's where we really connected and forged our relationship.
Yeah. And you found out that I'm not very good. And it doesn't matter. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't matter.
Well, and it goes both ways, right? You know, everybody thinks that when they're going to, you know, turn up and play with, you know, the guy from the PGA Tour that runs the Century, that, you know, going to be a very capable player. And the reality is, you know, golf is very, very hard. And I think that's one of the things that we all love about it.
Yes. And walking away going, phew, I made it.
Right.
Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour Century, the Century. Is there something I left out that you wanted to mention?
You know, just want to wish you and all of your listeners a happy holidays.
Thank you.
And the next time we're together, we'll be at the Plantation Course at Kapalua.
It's fantastic. And to your family and to you and everybody on Maui, I wish the same. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us this morning.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. All right, we're coming back indeed with Mark Rolfing right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Where the best start their year, the Century is back on Maui. The PGA Tour's opening drive kicks off the year at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Come watch the 2024 FedEx Cup champion Scottie Scheffler compete alongside the PGA Tour's top players like Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa. Keiki are admitted free, and Hawaii residents have access to the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century, January 2nd through 5th. Tickets available at thecentury.com.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Well, you know what? It's almost that time when it's the end of the days before Christmas, and all through the house, you're wondering, what am I going to get Joe? He's got everything. Well, it's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to super-sized landscaper. Yeah, we've got riding mowers and chainsaws and blowers and generators all on sale, waiting right here for you. Don't forget the accessories. We make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Protect your property with the best tools around and live. You know, it's going to be so much fun if you get something for Joe and you drive up with this gigantic, super-sized landscaper and you say, hey, Joe, I got something that you don't have yet. If you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Mark Groffing, Golf Channel NBC Sports Golf Commentator and Analyst, Kapalua Golf Marketing Director, member Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, member of the DePauw University Hall of Fame, GolfHawaii.com. That's his spot. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Thank you, Danielle, for having me. I can't believe it's the winter solstice, and here we are talking golf.
Yes. You mean it's not snowing?
No, it just shows me that the century is right around the corner.
Uh-huh. It is, and I can't wait to be on Maui. I'm looking forward to it so much, and I hope I see you. That would be fantastic. What are you doing during the century?
Well, just pretty much the same thing as only, if you can imagine, I'm getting ready to start my 40th year. So I've got the routine down pretty well by now. But my plan is to come into the clubhouse Saturday morning and see you.
Woo! Yay! Boy, I completely forgot everything I wanted to talk to you about. That's so exciting. So we have 64 players in the field. And I was just looking through all of these names, from Ludwig Åberg to Russell Henley. Russell Henley, you know, I mean, it's been a long time since we've really been able to follow Russell Henley. He came on so strong in the beginning.
Yeah, and he's a guy that is just consistently one of the absolute best players on the tour and totally gets ignored.
Yeah.
You know, he's a low personality, low-key kind of guy. Doesn't play a flashy kind of game. He's a phenomenal putter, just a really, really good putter. But, I think the plantation course and with the size of the greens and the grain and the slope and everything else there, it kind of neutralizes the great putters. We don't necessarily see the great putters rise to the top there. I think Russell Henley's a guy to keep his eye on this week. I certainly don't think he's one of the favorites, but there's a number of guys that I'm looking to have really good weeks at Kapalua. It's a pretty predictable place.
Okay. Tell me who some of the guys are, you know, for all the people who like to put a wager on stuff.
Well, I mean, first of all, Scottie Scheffler just had the greatest season that we've seen in many, many years on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
One of the top five seasons of all time. And of course, Xander Schauffele had an incredible year. Any other year without Scottie Scheffler, he'd have been the player of the year easily. couple of major championships, you know, you got to start by looking at the top guys. I will tell you there's probably 20 players in the field that I don't think can win. I really think coming in as a rookie is difficult. You know, it's going to take some of these new guys some time to learn and understand the course. Uh-huh. But there's three guys, really, that I have my eye on right now.
Okay, we're ready.
aside from Scheffler and Shoffley. The first one is Sahith Theegala.
Ah.
This is a guy whose game has just totally come together, all aspects of the game. He's got no weakness. He could have won the Century last year, a year ago. Didn't, played really, really well. But he just looks to me like a guy who is ripe to have a breakout year. You could say that he's had one before, but nothing like I think potentially we can see from him. So I've got my eye on Theegala. The other guy that really impresses me right now in terms of where he is, particularly mentally, is Justin Thomas. You know, he had a pretty deep valley in his career a couple of years ago and, you know, sat home one year during Century and watched like everybody else and just, you know, promised himself he was never going to do that again. He's going to be out here early. He's going to be working hard on his game. He's trending really nicely. He's got a great short game, you know, and he knows that plantation course like the back of his hand. So if I had to go away from who, you know, typically would be the favorites, sure, you got to look at Morikawa and a player like that. But I don't know. I have this kind of hunch about both Theegala and Thomas right now.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about you. That one person said, how did he phrase it? John Hawkins named Mark Rolfing to the list of golf's top television commentators. He hustles, he gets good information, and he isn't afraid to voice an opinion. That's such a huge compliment. Wow.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I'll voice an opinion, so don't start me on Live Golf today because we're having such a good day. But, you know, I'll tell you, the plantation course is really a very predictable place. You know, it has certain keys and key elements of the game that you have to be really spot on in order to play well up there. Interestingly enough, driving at the plantation course is more important than any other aspect of the game, which is not usual for the PGA Tour. As a matter of fact, the last 10 winners at the plantation course have gained more strokes driving than they have in any other aspect of the game. It's the highest percentage on the PGA Tour. So, to me, you can immediately kind of discount the chances of a player who's not driving it great. Look, for example, Danielle, at Patrick Cantlay. 2 years ago, Patrick Cantlay was third on the PGA Tour in driving. And all of a sudden, last year, he started hitting this thing left. He got the lefts.
Oh.
And once you, as a right-handed player, start pulling the ball and hitting it left, there's not much you can do to stop it. He ended up the year 143rd on the PGA Tour in terms of the propensity to miss left. And if you start missing left up there and aren't driving the ball straight at the plantation, you're going to have problems. So, you know, I look at a guy like Cantlay this week, and I think he will struggle up there unless he's going to find something under the Christmas tree that I'm not aware of.
How about Keegan Bradley?
You know, Bradley is an interesting take. For one, right now, if I were Keegan Bradley, I would immediately say, no matter what, I am not going to be a playing captain. I really think it's a mistake to have all this conversation around whether or not, if Keegan Bradley qualifies for the U.S. Ryder Cup team, he is the playing captain. It is too difficult a job to do to begin with. There's too many obligations.
Yep.
As the captain, he either needs to be the captain or he needs to be a player. If he needs to play really well to get on that team, and if he does, and if he wants to play, then he ought to cede that captainship to somebody else. And I can tell you who that ought to be. It ought to be Tiger Woods.
Oh,
because
wow.
The U.S. needs, you know, some sort of a spark. some sort of motivation at Bethpage. You know, they just gave the Europeans another huge motivation by announcing that, you know, they were going to pay them to play in the Ryder Cup. My God, what a bad idea that
is. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, it's terrible. And I really think that's going to motivate the Europeans once more, give them more motivation. So back to Bradley.
Yes.
I'm saying the best thing for Bradley right now, it would be to say, I'm not going to be a playing captain, and get that out of his mind. Because if he's got that on his mind, then I don't think he will play that well this year.
No. He's going to be worried about all of the little pieces that have
Absolutely.
To come together. Yeah. Yeah. And he's volatile. I mean, you know, you can tell when he's not feeling right about something. He's very emotional, and you got to keep that under wraps. And the best way to do that is to just focus on what you got to do and not have anything additional burdening you. Yeah, absolutely. So Tiger Woods, so somebody who's not playing can be a captain?
Somebody, yes, absolutely. And, you know, everybody thought that the captain at Bethpage was going to be Phil Mickelson. You know, unfortunately, you know, he's off the grid now, and he's not going to be the captain, or will he ever be the captain?
Right.
He won't be.
Right.
Which is really too bad. It's very, very sad for me to see a guy that's had a career as great as Phil Mickelson kind of be off the grid totally. But I think had Mickelson been the captain there, and had there been no LIV Golf, you probably would have seen Ian Poulter for the European side. You know, I don't think the European side has lost anything, and probably they've gained strength by having Luke Donald do it two times in a row. But I think the U.S. loses a lot by not having Mickelson, because he is the crowd favorite of all time at Bethpage. I've been at a couple of U.S. Opens there with him, and they just absolutely love Phil. So he's not going to be it. But Tiger could be. You know, the thing about Tiger, the reason that he didn't want to be the captain and that he turned it down before they chose Bradley was because it was just simply so much work. And given the LIV Golf thing that he's involved in, giving this TGL simulator league that he's involved in, he had too much to do. So this would be a perfect scenario. He doesn't have to do any work.
Yeah.
Bradley plays his way onto the team, and a couple of months before, Bradley says, you know what, I'm giving this this captainship to Tiger, and off we go. Tiger doesn't have to do any work, and he gets to be the captain.
I like it. Having Tiger involved is a no-brainer. Excuse me. But, you know, I mean, having Tiger involved is, I was watching, I digress just for a moment, okay, it's the PNC Championship, and I'm watching Golf Channel, and I'm looking at Team Woods with Tiger and Charlie, and they're talking about Tiger, and Tiger's playing a practice round, and, you know, he's walking, he doesn't seem to be limping, He's just got this, you know, je ne sais quoi. It's just something about him that attracts the camera, even if he's not playing well. So I think he'd bring so much, superstardom to our side that it would give us the cheering factor that we need. That's it.
Well, frankly, Danielle, all that adds up to is intimidation in my mind.
Ah, yes.
I think Tiger is intimidating when he is on the premises. If you're on the other team and the team you're playing has got Tiger Woods, I think there's an intimidation factor there, even if he's not holding a club, if he's only the captain. I watched it down in Melbourne, Australia at the President's Cup when Tiger was the captain down there in 2019. There is just something different about Tiger. You know, you got players from the other team trying to get the autograph of the captain of the other team. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so anything they could do to get Tiger at Bethpage and to get him involved, to me, would be a really good thing for the American side. Otherwise, I'm worried they're going to get beat again.
Yeah, and that would be really sad because we've got some great players. They just have to get their head in the game when it comes to this one. And this whole money thing, they should just say no. No, I've got plenty of money. I don't need money. I'm playing for my country. That's it. You know, that's...
Well, I'll tell you what they could do right now. Here's what I think they should do right now. I think every player that's potentially even going to possibly be on that team ought to say, okay, $500,000, $300,000 goes to my charity, $200,000 is a stipend, so to speak, which goes to the player, which is getting paid. If I were the U.S., I would have every player say, I'm giving all $500,000 to charity, period.
Yeah.
And I'm not keeping any of the money, and they could easily do it, and it wouldn't make one penny difference in their bank.
No. They got money, you know. That's something that golf definitely has come up with, paying people. But they shouldn't be paying folks for the Ryder Cup. That's wrong. And I like your idea. If they've got to put money in somebody's hand, make it disappear into some charity. The one, you know, many charities. Gosh, with $500,000, you could make some charities very, very happy. Okay. Tony Finau. You know, he's so good. And yet, I don't know. He's kind of an enigma to me.
Yeah, you know, it'd be interesting if you took a survey of 100 people that were watching Tony Finau play next week up here at the Plantation Course or in 2 weeks, you know, whether they thought he was an underachiever in his career or an overachiever in his career, or whether he was right about where everybody thought he would be, I think most people would say that he's an underachiever.
Yeah.
That he hasn't really gotten to where he should be. Tony's got a lot going on in his life. He's got a gigantic family, kids running around everywhere, a great wife that travels with him most of the time. And, you know, life is complicated for Tony Finau. He's got another thing going on, and that is a lawsuit.
Oh.
That is dogging him from some former friends of the family and family investors, because when Tony and Gipper Finau were back in their big break days on Golf Channel and just learning how to play the game, I got to know them out at Turtle Bay. That's where they headquartered out there for almost a year.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, they were putting together little sponsorship packages and money and stuff like that, and they got together enough money to end up, you know, being able to have Tony Finau become successful. I actually thought Gipper was maybe going to be better than Tony, but didn't turn out that way. But now there's a big lawsuit because supposedly Tony had guaranteed all these sponsors and partners that they could have a percentage of his income, you know, in perpetuity for the rest of his career, and that they were going to get something like 20%.
Wow.
So now he's made $30 million. So you got these people saying, hey, you owe us $5 million. You know, and I don't know whether he should pay or whether it ought to get settled, but this lawsuit's been going on for over a year, and I really think it's having a negative impact on him.
Well,
I think he's got to figure out how to get this thing behind him. So that's just a little behind the scenes on Finau.
Thank you. Because he's a great guy, you know, from what we see. I just never think that he's actually playing to his best. You know,
you don't hear anybody pick him as pre-tournament favorites for any tournament he's in.
That's right. And I don't understand, because he's really good at what he does.
Yeah,
but
he is good. Yeah,
yeah.
He's got a lot of talent.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to throw the dart here. Max Homa.
Wow. He has really fallen off the grid. You know, it's a surprising decline for him. You know, he was a top five player in the world.
Yeah.
And now has fallen to, I think, something like 40th. This is a huge year for Max Homa. I don't know whether his attention got diverted a little bit and he started kind of branching out, doing all sorts of social media kind of things and you know, taking advantage of the fact that he had become one of the world's top players. But I know he has worked really, really hard on his game during the off-season.
Awesome.
That's the thing about Kapalua that's a little different. You know, most of these guys have had a pretty big break, and we don't know what kind of game he's coming to the Plantation Course with. But the Plantation Course is a pretty good spot for a guy who's been in a slump to come and get out of it, because the fairways are pretty generous. It's not like you have to stand up there and squeeze out all these drives to very, very narrow fairways.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of a place where you can ease your way back into playing good. And I think Max will get it turned around. He is such a great player. But it's a little bit of a mystery what's happened to Max Homa's game.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's one that, you know, from the other side, Ludwig Oberg. He's, like, he's really, really good. He's in the top 10. Is that fair?
Yeah. Top 10. I mean, I think there is a really good chance that before he's done, Ludwig Oberg is going to be the number one player in the world.
Ah, yes.
Now, he's got Scottie Scheffler to deal with on that issue and Xander Schauffele and a bunch of other great players. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen an explosive player like Oberg in a long time. Now, keep in mind that he had an injury the second part of the year that he is just coming off of also. He didn't play for quite a while in the third quarter of the year. But he is the most explosive player on the PGA Tour. He leads in total birdies. He makes more birdies than any other player on the PGA Tour. And that's the key, as you well know, up at the Plantation course. Because there are a lot of birdie holes up there, a lot of short par fours, a lot of par fives that are reachable. And I would expect Ludwig to come out here and have himself a really good year. He is a wonderful guy, too. I really like that guy. I met him for the first time at the tournament last year here. But it was kind of interesting. He really gets it. He understands, even at a young age and being from a distant country, you know, really understands how the PGA works. I'll never forget, I went out on the putting green to see him. He was here almost a week before the tournament started last year. I had never met him. I walked out on the putting green, parked my truck as I was driving by, and he was out there by himself, and introduced myself, and he goes, "I know who you are. And I know that you live here, don't you?" And he kind of rattled off a couple of things about me that really surprised me. But it showed me a lot that he was that aware, that he was that Akamai in terms of what was going on. I thought that was pretty impressive.
That's very impressive for a young man, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. And another player, and this will be it, Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood has personality. He was a great player, and I don't mean that negatively. I mean, he was in the top. You could always see Tommy fighting for the top. Is he still fighting?
He's still fighting. I'm a little down on Tommy Fleetwood right now because he's not coming next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's 64 players that have qualified, and only three of them are not playing, and all three are Europeans, and that's no surprise. And all three are going to end up in the Middle East, where they're having all these big tournaments, you know, in the second part of January. So I'm quite disappointed that Fleetwood's not coming. He's chosen not to come. You know, now, having said that, I am a huge Tommy Fleetwood fan. He is going to win. He's never won a PGA Tour event. That's just beyond belief to me.
Yeah, me too.
That he has not. He will. But if somebody said to me, you know, pick a dark horse, he can't win Century now. That's the fifth major as far as I'm concerned. Maybe the players, so fifth or sixth major. But you know, if I had to pick a dark horse player, not really a dark horse, but sort of a top middle range player for this coming year, I would pick Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood, I didn't know you weren't coming. Boo. Okay.
Yeah.
But we have a huge, fabulous field. I mean, people we haven't mentioned, Jordan Spieth, Cam Davis, Seamus Power, JT Boston, just so many great, great players. And you've got to be at the Century. It's going to be so fun and so exciting. And it's the place where you can get close. I mean, not close and impose yourself, but just you'll be able to see what's going on during the Century. That's the cool part. And that's the cool part about the Plantation course. It's roomy. Thank you so much for giving us so much information. You're just you're like an encyclopedia. Mark Rolfing, thank you.
All right. See you in a couple of weeks, Daniel.
Yes. Going to be good. All right. We're coming back with Mr. Travel himself, Michael Patrick Shields. I can't begin to tell you He's been like, I don't know. He just goes from one spot to another spot, and we're going to get him to tell us what's going on from place to place to place after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Get Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open wave of aloha now.
Ah, you've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Awahi Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, I don't think I can put this any better. A consummate globetrotter with a taste for the finer things. That's Michael Patrick Shields, and he's in the clubhouse right now. Welcome, Michael Patrick Shields.
Kabala from South Beach in Miami, Florida, Danielle, and mahalo and Merry Christmas and all of that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know what?
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Yes, it is. You did that very, very well, by the way. You want to just move on over. You're doing, you know, Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, award-winning syndicated talk show. He's my travel guru extraordinaire. His base is Beverly Hills. But last month or the month before, he was celebrating his first hole-in-one. Yeah. But, you know, he was cruising off the coast of California. And where did you say you are right now?
I'm in Miami Beach. Right. Yeah, the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, looking at the Atlantic. And this is a fun time to be in Miami. And it took me 2 weeks to get here because I went the long way. But it was worth it.
What was the long way?
Well, I started in Puerto Rico at the Royal Sonesta, which is very near the airport. And for anybody who wants to go to the Caribbean and maybe they're, trying to put their toe in the water, Puerto Rico is a good spot because it's, a U.S. territory. You can use U.S. dollars. You can speak Spanish if you want to, but you don't have to. And the Royal Sonesta is very, 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 like, near the airport. 4 minutes in a cab, and you feel like you're you know, away from it all on the beach. And there's a couple of big hotels right next to you, casino action if you want it, beach, you can relax. And, of course, Old San Juan is fun, too. And so that was a really good spot. And, of course, Puerto Rico makes you think of Chichi Rodriguez, I bet.
Yes.
Who we lost just a couple of years ago, and he put Puerto Rico on the golf map. So if you want to play golf there, there are plenty of opportunities for that. And the PGA Tour has the Puerto Rico Open coming up in just a couple of months.
So you were cruising at St. John's, Antigua, and Barbados or something, Crystal Cruises? When was that?
Well, yes. Puerto Rico is a cruise destination and also the place where we embarked on the Crystal Cruise ship.
Yeah.
Right out of Old San Juan there. And they have some really interesting times at sea. We went to St. Bart's and some of the other stops you mentioned, St. Thomas. And they have a Nobu as one of their restaurants on the ship.
Oh.
And I know you know about Nobu and how popular that is in places like, in fact, Malibu and well, all over the world, really, if you're into Japanese food. So they do not fool around with cuisine.
Wow.
And Nobu is one of their restaurants. And they just opened a casino on the ship that is meant to be a replica of Casino di Monte Carlo in Monaco. And so, you know, they could have put a room with slot machines, but instead they tried to replicate the most glamorous and the most intricate and famous casino in the world right there on that Crystal Cruise ship.
Crystal Cruise. You know, in Hawaii, we are home to probably the happiest wagerers in the world.
No.
Wagerers, yes. Yeah, people like to gamble here a lot. And so this sounds like the perfect cruise ship for us. But before we go any further, what is Megan's Bay?
Oh, Megan's Bay is at St. Thomas. And you could easily take an excursion off the Crystal Cruise ship, or you could walk off the ship, and there will be taxi drivers there who will take you on an island tour if you want. And Megan's Bay is one of the top beaches in the world, and it's about 10 minutes up the scenic drive over the hill and down into Megan's Bay. And you can snorkel and swim. And Oprah lives there part of the time, hidden up in the hill there. And a lot of other celebrities, too. But it's when you get there, you'll feel like you're the only person there. And it's one of the joys of going into St. Thomas, for sure. In a nefarious sense, because I kind of like that sort of dodgy thing, the driver who took me said that, pointed out where Epstein Island was, not too far from St. Thomas, and he said he actually knew some people who would deliver food and fruit and so forth for the week to Epstein Island, but that nobody knew what was going on in that infamous place.
Interesting. Tell me, how did you get from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean?
Through the Panama Canal, last I checked,
it.
No?
I knew it! Well, I just wanted to double check. You didn't go all the way around the horn.
No, I went by air, but going by sea is really fun. And then that Crystal Cruise had entertainment every night. And I know they all say that they have all these things, but this was a ship with only about 700 people aboard, which made it very nice and very intriguing. And the entertainment was great. They had the man. They had not only a man singing Billy Joel songs, but the piano player was the man who works directly with Billy Joel at all of his concerts. So he would give a little talk during the day, and then they would perform at night. And that was one of the sort of highlights. And I know a couple months ago they had Gloria Gaynor on board performing I Will Survive.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's the first experience I had with Crystal, and it was a very, very interesting one. And it concluded in Fort Lauderdale after 7 days at sea. And from there, I went up to a place called the Boca Raton.
Yes, I saw that.
Boca Raton.
What?
And you say, oh, you went to Boca Raton? I said, no, I went to the Boca Raton, which if you can imagine Vatican City in the middle of Boca Raton, that's what this resort was like. It's private only to members and only to people who come and stay at the hotels. They have a number of hotel options in there, but it's right on the intercoastal waterway, and you can hop on a little boat and the ferry will take you to their beach club. And they have the most tasteful, when I say water park, you probably think, oh boy, that's very, very elegant, lazy river and slides. And so there's fun and elegance, And every time you turn the corner, if you peek at my social media and the stories that will eventually come, it's just elegant eye candy right there in the middle of Boca Raton. Just beautiful, beautiful enclave. If you were look up the word enclave, that's what you would see.
Was it built in 1926, really?
Yeah, they're coming up on 100 years, and this summer, it's kind of a secret, but not a secret. They are going to have President George W. Bush and President Bill Clinton there on the same day to speak to a conference.
Wow.
That's the kind of place. They also have a golf course, I should mention, and the Champions Tour played there some time ago. So you can go pull in those gates, and then you don't have to use the car again for as long as you wish. It's really a sweet, sweet place with big 26-story views of the Atlantic and then croquet. There's a Japanese bocce restaurant. It was really fun.
It sounds like fun. And I just, anything that's built in 1926, I want to go visit because they did it right back then.
Yeah, built in 26, but constantly updated with new ownership. And
sure.
The current ownership is quite serious about having something that's elegant but not stuffy.
Yeah.
And that's not an easy combination always to connect.
Yeah. Well, I think they did it really well when it was first built. That's what they knew. They knew not to do stuffy. They did it elegant. Mm. Everything was elegant.
And you might find this interesting, too. No tipping through the whole place. And I tried, believe me. I come from Beverly Hills where you didn't walk out the front door without tipping. But there is a no tipping policy that's designed to encourage the team, the staff, to rise to the occasion. And, there's a Ferrari out front you can rent if you want to.
Yeah,
You need to tool around Boca Raton like that.
Sure.
So from there, you know, after that sort of bit of refinement, then I went to where I'm sitting right now at Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, which is right in the center of South Beach. And you can let your hair down and have elegant fun here, too. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
And what is that? What are you?
Well, if you were to say, I want to be in the center of the action, I want the South Beach experience.
Yeah.
But I want to bring my family. And you say, well, is that possible? Sure is, because this place is very family-oriented. They have the beach, the pool, and they are right at the where Lincoln Mall, which is a street, not a mall, comes right into Collins and Ocean Avenue. And so you can hang around the hotel and have a beautiful time. But if you want to step out to the neon excitement of Ocean Drive, Deco Drive, and go out and stay out and party till 4 in the morning, you can do that too, and then just walk right back to Lowe's, because that's right in the middle of everything, and super, super fun place, very, very creative, and the best location, clearly, on South Beach.
Well, by the way, his social media includes Facebook and Michael Patrick Shields, and you can see the photos. He goes to Boca and then drops in on Lowe's Miami Beach. And I was looking at the pool and the musician. Who's playing at the top of the... Yes.
Yeah, there's a swimming pool and there's a steel drum guy band playing up there. And so you get to feel like you're in the Caribbean Sea, which of course you are. And the water is beautiful and show. Do you think you could handle South Beach, Danielle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I do?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Rick could do it, but I'm not sure about you.
Oh,
you're pretty,
what?
You know,
what, stuffy?
I see you in Maui or Honolulu, maybe, but South Beach is a different animal. This is a world destination. And, as I walked right here down the promenade outside the Lowe's Hotel there, I don't hear much English. I hear all sorts of different languages, from Italian, Spanish, of course, and even some Cuban, as I mentioned.
What's Joe's Stone Crab?
Joe's Stone Crab is the anchor at the south end of South Beach on Washington. It's been there, I think, 125 years now.
Wow.
And every dignitary has come in there and put on a bib with a crab on it and had Stone Crab, and the waiters are tuxedoed, and it's one of America's top billing restaurants.
Wow.
And it's also one of America's most historic restaurants, and that is super cool, old school. Now, the other option for you, and you do a doubleheader like I'm going to do, is Rao's has come to the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. What's Rao's, you say? Well, in New York City, there's a restaurant called Rao's. It's Italian. It's got only 13 tables in the whole place, and it's sold out forever because they sell their tables like a what do you call it in sports, where you buy a season ticket?
Yeah.
So your table is your table every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and people show up every week. And if they don't show up, they, you know, they call their friend, you take my table. Once in a while, the restaurant will have a table. So you cannot get into this infamous Italian restaurant. But here at Lowe's, they have 160 seats. And tonight I looked just before we called, just for the fun of it, completely full. Not one seat in the whole place. But if you stay at the hotel, I think you get preference for a table. But for all those New Yorkers who come down to Miami, and there are plenty, and can never dream of getting into Rao's in New York, they can do it here in Miami Beach at Lowe's.
Don't you just have to go down? Come on down, New Yorkers. Come on down.
Well, let me just tell you, if you ate one of their meatballs, you would fly to Miami to eat there, too.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, well, I want to go back to the Panama Canal, because when I went through the Panama Canal, I was going the other way.
You did that?
Beg your pardon?
You did that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to the from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fabulous. And they put out these fabulous tables so everybody could sit outside on the decks, you know, and have lunch, dinner, whatever, snacks. And then, you know, you go through the locks, and it's really it's a very cool experience. Yeah, I did that. Didn't you do that?
Oh, no, I have not done that yet. That's still on the, I guess maybe on the list.
Yeah.
It must be very special to go from one ocean to the other.
Oh, it is. It's very cool. And now Mr. Inside, Michael Patrick Shields, what have you heard on the drones flying en masse above the East Coast?
Oh, you just gave me chills. Just gave me a big chill. I was watching out my balcony yesterday, and I saw seven lights in a row coming in off the Atlantic. And I'm like, oh, God, they're here. And then I realized that we're in the flight path of MIA, and those were just all aircraft lined up landing. Which is also cool to see how many flights are coming in here. This part of America right now, and maybe it has to do with the political situation, you know, Mar-a-Lago is up there in Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah, so that's right, yeah.
Very, very fashionable to come to Southeast Florida right now as all the CEOs and world leaders are coming to kiss the ring. But in terms of the economic development, I'm told here, is just off the charts. And so those were airplanes all coming in, not drones. But I don't know what to think. They're not in Hawaii, are they?
They haven't.
No.
I don't think they're on the West Coast yet either.
There were some in San Diego, but I mean.
Oh, really?
You have military background, so you know. I mean, maybe they're just testing things and they don't want to tell us about it.
No, you know, no. They wouldn't do it that, obviously. They would do it.
Well, they're hiding in plain sight, as they might say.
Yes, hiding in plain sight.
I don't know.
They'd cloak.
But you've gone up there. What is it, Mauna Kea, to the observatory on the Big Island?
Yeah, it's beautiful. But we don't have, you know.
Nobody realizes you drive up that little road and you go to that observatory and you realize how many stars there are that you never see on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
And your eyes literally get open and say, oh, my God, every one of those little stars is the size of our sun at least. And I couldn't count them if I started, you know, just from that top of that mountain.
It's pretty, it's inspiring. It's also, you know, it kind of makes you know that you're just a little tiny nothing in the middle of nothing, Earth.
Yeah, it makes missing a 3-foot putt not so significant after all.
No, it definitely does. Yes, absolutely. Wait, we digress from our fabulous traveling. So where are you off to next?
I'll be back. Oh, it's award season in Hollywood. So I'll be back to Beverly Hills because on the first Sunday of the year, we have the Golden Globe Awards at the Beverly Hilton. Followed by the AFI luncheon, followed by the Grammys, followed by the, you know, eventually, and it all leads all the way up to the Oscars in early March. And so there are party after award ceremony, and you see lots of celebrities around attending all these events. And so I'll be deep diving into all that and writing about all of these places that I've been lucky enough to visit and experience.
Where can we read you?
GoWorldTravel.com. traveltattler.org and in the Gannett newspapers, part of the USA Today network, LSJ.com, and MIBigShow.com is the radio website. And no way anybody's going to remember all that. So why don't you just find me on Instagram or Facebook, Michael Patrick Shields, and I'll meet you there.
Right on. That sounds fantastic. I mean, what vitamins do you take?
It's called tequila. I'm not sure how to spell it, but it comes in a bottle, little bottle. You don't even need a prescription.
Oh, Michael Patrick Shields, go to Travel Tattler. Yes, you can find him there. And you got to see his photos, because when you see his photos, you realize this man is actually going from place to place to place to place to place. Do you have a home?
My home is you know, wherever I am.
Yes.
Sharing it with you. And my home is my friends, and you're one of them now for 25 years.
Yes.
When I think about all these places I was able to share with you and how much I would like to have a Mai Tai with you right now.
That'd be fun. Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider, radio talk show host, author, travel writer, host Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. Thank you so much for being inside the golf clubhouse.
Feliz Navidad.
Aloha. Oh, Merry Christmas. Aloha.
Thank you very much.
We're going to come back. Steve Greiner, PGA, is with us. 2016 National Patriot Award recipient and creator of the PGA Best Practices Golf Program. It's used by all Wounded Warrior programs. He's founder of Links to Freedom after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Where the best start their year. The Century is back on Maui. The PGA Tour's opening drive kicks off the year at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Come watch the 2024 FedEx Cup champion Scottie Scheffler compete alongside the PGA Tour's top players like Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa. Keiki are admitted free, and Hawaii residents have access to the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at The Century, January 2nd through 5th. Tickets available at thecentury.com.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. Did you hear that? It's their year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to the supersized landscaper, we've got riding mowers, chainsaws, blowers, generators. They're all on sale waiting for you. Come on down. Don't forget the accessories. And we make yard work so easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, you're done. Your back's not hurting because the equipment is doing the job. Protect your property with the best tools around. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment. Tell them Danielle sent you.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
KORLYNI Honolulu.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Greiner, PGA, creator of the PGA Best Practices Golf Program that's used by all Wounded Warrior programs and founder of Links to Freedom. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. And I, you know, we got cut off last week and we're not going to get cut off this week. There are over 3.7 million disabled veterans in the United States.
Yes, there are quite a few.
Yeah.
I haven't checked the number lately, but it is in the millions. And of course, we now that the wars have winded down, we do have problems with suicide and harmful behavior, and there's thousands, if not millions, but I would say thousands of veterans that struggle with that since Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, absolutely. That was really hard. My son was in Iraq several times, including an 18-month deployment. So Links to Freedom Golf Foundation, what was the idea behind that?
Well, the quick history, I was the director of golf at Fort Belvoir, which was the closest, or is the closest golf facility. It was 45 holes at the time, the closest to the Pentagon and Washington, D.C. And so I was there when 9/11 happened, and we lost patrons at Fort Belvoir to the planes hitting the Pentagon. And then our clients, our customers, are the military. They were getting deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, and Fort Belvoir had a warrior unit for the wounded, ill, and injured. It eventually became part of Walter Reed, and there's housing for 250 wounded, ill, and injured on Belvoir, with a brain rehab institute, an intrepid center, they call them, for brain rehabilitation. The wars, the signature of these recent wars was a lot of the IEDs causing brain injury. We know there's a lot of physical injuries. But anyhow, so I'm there, and I'm the golf pro at Fort Belvoir, and I said I need to step up. And so I put together a volunteer team. This is almost 20 years ago now, and we started the program using golf. And at first I had no real plan, but I learned very quickly, and your listeners should be very interested. Golf, the coaching, the mentoring, and the support, the social, it all is incredible. There are so many unique benefits. The beauty of the golf courses, and this has all worked well in helping our troops rehabilitate from serious injury.
Yeah, I love this quote. I believe the golf program got me out of the barracks, around people, and socializing a bit. For the first time since being injured, my son is not afraid of me or me of him.
Yes. Well, and we've had probably between 4,000 and 5,000 people go through, and I say people because the families are in it with the wounded, ill, and injured service member. So we invite the families, we invite the caregivers, and they're all affected. And when I started, I was like, wow, how do you teach someone possibly missing a limb? But it really changed. Of course, that is challenging, and that's part of it. You learn how to adapt your teaching, and they learn how to adapt to their injuries. But you also learn that to a large degree, you're providing mentoring and coaching and emotional support to these troops. And many of the people we deal with are not going to be, okay, I went to the hospital for a couple of weeks, I'm all better. They have to cope and manage this for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. Well, golf happens to be a sport of a lifetime.
That's
and
right.
You can do this. As you get older, and as we've learned, you can do it with serious injury. So golf has become the perfect complement to their long-term physical therapy.
Links to Freedom is not part of the Department of Defense or any components, no government, right, status?
No, there is. We started under the Army. We were initially, way back when we started, the U.S. Army Fort Belvoir Wounded Warrior Golf Program.
Okay.
And my team and I, we did that from 07, 08 up to 15. And then we realized that we couldn't help more people without raising more funds. And, of course, the Army, there's rules against soliciting. And they did what they can to support us. But we, my volunteer team and I formed Links to Freedom so that we could raise funds and grow the program. We do have an agreement. We do have a proffer or an agreement with the Army. So we kind of went from being an Army program to being a foundation that supports the U.S. Army to this day.
There's another quote that I'd like to bring up. I wish I could find better words or ways to say thank you to you and the L2F, Links to Freedom, team. But I'm afraid I'll fall short. At orientation last Saturday, I sat covering my tears while the team spoke. Tears of pride, tears of regret, shame for losing my soldiers, tears of pain at my injuries, physical and mental. There's not much I get to enjoy anymore, but you and the team completely changed my perspective in 2 hours. And I want to say thank you. What you do matters. It saves lives. That is so powerful.
It does. Yep.
That is so powerful. Now, how do we get in touch with somebody at Links to Freedom?
Well, we're on the web. We have a website. We're on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the social media. The website is linkstofreedom.org. My team and I are kind of thrilled that so many people have joined the effort. The PGA itself has contributed a lot of resources and created PGA Hope, and there are other real heroes in the golf world around the country that have stepped up, and I think the reason is they're finding that golf and golf pros are uniquely positioned to really support people going through a very difficult recovery. And so I would ask your listeners to make a contribution, because their game, our game, is doing wonderful things, and we can be part of the solution to all these suicides that we hear about. And so you can find us on linkstofreedom.org, on all social media and the website. But I would be remiss if I didn't say there are a lot of fine PGA professionals doing great work around the country.
Right on. And so Links to Freedom, when you say linkstofreedom.org, is it with a two or a T-O?
Good question. L-I-N-K-S, Links, T-O, and Freedom, all one word, linkstofreedom.org. And same thing with social media.
Excellent, excellent. So, and I, please.
I can always be reached. I'm sorry. I can always be reached at Greiner, G-R-E-I-N-E-R, at PGA.com as well.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to thank these people: Teal Construction, RentDitmar.com, CTG Blue Haven, Byron Nelson, Move United, Ping, Ion, Golfdom, and Unilever. What did they do for you?
They are some of our best and biggest and longtime supporters. And I'll even get a little emotional, because most, if not all, of the companies, and many have individuals within that company, really aren't interested in how their company benefits from their association with us. They just want to give back to the troops who've given so much. And of course, thank you to you, Danielle. You're a military mom, an Army mom, and so you're part of this, and you know, you've served as well. And these are people who just want to give back to ones who gave so much for them.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Links2freedom.org. That's the name of it. So, and based on sponsorship level, complimentary threesomes along with a wounded warrior can go as a fourth member to your tournaments, your events. What do you do?
Yep, we have a couple of tournaments, sometimes more and other things, but we do have a couple of big tournaments. That's one way people can contribute. They can simply make donations to the program as well. Our golf tournaments tend to work off 9/11 and Veterans Day, so they're later in the year, but anyone interested in sponsoring, we would love to have them, and our team will help them with all the decisions they need to make to get involved, you know, in the best way for them.
Excellent. Now, it seems to me like a long, long time ago, you had the Links to Freedom Cup at Springfield
Correct.
Golf and Country Club.
Yep. It's at River Creek now in Leesburg this past year, will be next year. And that's one of the events that is usually sometime, I don't have the date right yet, we're negotiating a couple, but it will be in the September time frame near 9/11.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll just have to keep on, you know, telling me what's going on and keep on visiting with us, and we'll just keep on keeping on.
That would be great. I mentioned to you that we've taken our Belvoir model and got it out to Fort Liberty and Sam Houston and Fort Bliss. And so there are other places. Hawaii has SRUs and Wounded Warrior regiments out there. So hopefully the better we do raising funds, the more we can help people around the country.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Steve Greiner, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, being involved in the PGA, and, of course, having founded Links to Freedom. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Right back at you. I was very proud that you got the PGA Distinguished Service Award. I'm also pretty proud that we got Derek Sprague now taking over a PGA member and CEO. So hopefully the future looks really bright for golf and for the troops.
Awesome. Steve, we'll talk soon.
Great. Thank you.
Aloha. Just a reminder, the Eddie is on for Sunday. Parking along Kamehameha Highway restricted. So you may want to catch the bus. You know, you'd get dropped off and picked up, and you don't have to worry about parking because they're really serious about this. They're going to start blocking off an area either side of Kamehameha from Iliohu Place over to the Mission of Saints Peter and Paul Church. And, you know, that starts at 10 o'clock tonight. If you park in those areas, you will either be ticketed and or towed. So don't. All right. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve flexibility and swing. It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end sale. All the riding mowers on sale. More accessories galore. So get on down to Aloha Power Equipment. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work. It's faster and it's smarter. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment in Iwilei, next to the Costco gas station. You'll see the sign. And in Waipahu, there's also a big sign on Farrington Highway, and you're going to be going probably westbound, and then you're going to make a U-turn and get to Waipahu Depot Street. That's where they are. And the Century kicks off the PGA Tour's 2025 Century at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, on the 2nd through the 5th. Get your tickets online at thecentury.com. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts a lifetime. For self, health, and friendship, Go Golf. And the Sony Open in Hawaii 2025, Waialae, January 8th through the 12th. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. I'll see you there. I'll see you on Maui, and I'll see you at Waialae. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.